My name's Erica Green. I'm a junior here at MSU. I study social relations and policy.
I'm wondering if you remember where you were 2 years ago when the first stay-at-home order went into effect.
I just got back from my econ class. I was just living in Case Hall, and all my friends got together, and we just talked about if we were actually going to go home, and then we did. I thought that we would come back after, you know, for exams when they said that we would. Definitely didn't anticipate going home from my dorm forever that freshman year.
I'm Rose Jungli Cooper, and I'm a Lansing area singer and actor. When the pandemic started, felt like everybody was like, okay, yeah, let's pull together, let's make things happen, let's, you know, kick this pandemic's butt. But as time went on, you saw people fighting over a piece of cloth, a piece of cloth over your face.
My name is Philip Apal. I'm the lead chaplain and director of the spiritual care services at McLaren Greater Lansing Hospital. Once COVID hit, the hospital, which had been a public space with volunteers and family members, it became a kind of eerie ghost town.
My name is Rosalinda Kelly, and I'm from Portland, Michigan. My brother is Ramiro Jose Mata, and he passed away from COVID. He was 45 years old. He was a corrections officer. It was a very difficult job, and he didn't like it, but it afforded him a lot of overtime, and he was able to be there for his kids.
What were some of the things that you think you took for granted before the pandemic happened?
Seeing people's faces, like full faces. It's getting a little bit better now. But, you know, I see people in outside of class and I don't know what their whole face looks like.
The masks really changed the work I do, which pastoral care is very dependent on body language, especially of the face. And I had to get really good at using my eyes to communicate.
I definitely took it for granted that things like freedom of movement, you know, you're when you're an American, a lot of times you have this concept that you could do anything you want, go anywhere you want, you know, within reason or whatever.
My name is Colin Murad, and I live in East Lansing, Michigan. I'm a big movie fan, so not being able to go to the theater has definitely been something that I've missed a lot. But, you know, just being able to, you know, to see friends and family without having to ask all the questions ahead of time. And with a little one, you know, who still isn't eligible to be vaccinated, you know, we still are very much taking a lot of precautions.
And the other thing that we took for granted is that things are always going to be available to us. You can just go to the store, buy a roll of tissue, nobody thinks anything of it.
Are there aspects of your life that you think will never return to normal?
The 2 years that we went through where people died on a daily basis from this virus, you know, it'll always be a pretty present memory of how vulnerable and fragile and precious life is.
When I see the prison guard uniform, it's difficult for me because I know he wore that uniform for 20 years. And so when I see people wearing it, it just reminds me of him. And the holidays were incredibly hard for all of us.
It would be nice for us to treat each other with the kindness and the gentleness and the caution that we did 2 years ago when this first started. I don't want you to be sick any more than you want me to be sick. And if that's the case, let's work together to make sure that doesn't happen. I wish we had learned that lesson.
That was Erica Green, Rose Jongmi Cooper, Reverend Phil Apal, Rosalinda Kelly, and Colin Murad reflecting on the 2-year anniversary of Michigan's first COVID-related stay-at-home order. I'm Sarah Lear.